Today's show in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Chav Beis. We're learning today Le'ilui Nishmas Bessi Salomon, Pesi Yuta Bas Yoshua. What the shows we learned for, so they're going to leave from our learning. We continue to learn for the safety and the success of Tzahal. They should be able to bring back the Chatufim, the Mehera, in good health. They should be safe. All of Klai Yisrael should be safe. Hashem should be Shomer on all of Klai Yisrael. Okay, we pick up on Chav Beis Amud Aleph with Toshma, six lines down from the top. Yesterday, of course, we had the Machlokes, which will hopefully conclude in Mirtz Hashem today with the results that we know. This is the famous Yaal Kegam Machlokes. This is the Yud. Yeyush Lomidas. Abayi says, Lo have a Yeyush. It doesn't constitute Yeyush if the owner doesn't know about it, even though when he does know about it, he is Miyayish. But since he didn't know about it until the moment that he knows about it, there is no Yeyush. And therefore, it is picked up by the person who finds it as a shomer, essentially, for the owner, and therefore he is not miyayish, even if he subsequently is miyayish, because it already is in his possession. The shomer is watching it for him, and therefore you have to return the item and you can't keep it. Rav, on the other hand, says, Yeyush lo midas, heavy Yeyush. It, in fact, is Yeyush, and therefore, even though the owner doesn't know yet that he's lost it, but since he will, as soon as he does know that he lost it, give up hope, because it has no simen, or for whatever the reason that he'll give up hope, so therefore, it is considered already Miyayish at the time that he lost it, and therefore, Rav says the person who finds it will have to pick it up. So yesterday, we went through many proofs, trying to prove in favor of Rav, trying to prove in favor of Abayit, and slugging up the other opinion, and we weren't successful. But today, Mirtz Hashem, we'll continue in that discussion. Again, six lines on the top, Chav Beis Amud Aleph, Toshma, bring the following brisa in an effort to support the position of Abaye, that Yeyush lo midas, lo havi Yeyush, and it's Akasha against Rava. Shartaf Nohar, if the river overflowed its banks and it washed away something. So, Korov Eitzav Yavonim, for example, it washed away his beams, it washed away his wood, or it washed away his rocks. So it went from Reuven's possession, and the river flowed it downfield, and now it's in Shimon's possession. These beams, these wood, or these rocks, the Brisa says, they now belong to Shimon. Why? Because the Balaam gave up hope. When the river is overflowing, they're never going to get it back. Now, it says specifically because they were Miyayish. In other words, they knew about it. Therefore, it's only because the Balaam know about it that they're Miyayish. Implication being, if they don't know about it, lo, then they're not Miyayish, and it doesn't belong to Shimon, and Shimon's going to have to return these beams, the wood, or the rocks to Reuven. Oh, this is a raya to Abaye Yeyush lo midas, lo havi Yeyush, hostama lo. So therefore, that's a kasha on Rava. How would Rava answer? Rava would say, Hocha Mayaskin, you know what we're talking about? Kishiyochel Hatzo. Because Reuven never gave up hope. It's only if he gives up hope that is Yeyush. But here, he sees the river flowing down his stuff. He says, well, when the river stops, I'll go and get it. Wherever they're deposited, I'll go and get them. I have simonim on them. I'm not worried about getting them back. Eventually, I'll get them back. So he's not Miyayish. But this tells us nothing about Yeyush lo midas. Here we're talking about where he sees the river overflowing his products from his field into his neighbor's field, and therefore he's not Miyayish. Now, that is what Rava would say. Kishiyochel lahatzel. He's able to go and save them, so he's not Miyayish. Gemara says, if that's true, ihachi, so then keep on reading the Braisa. Aim was safer. The Braisa says, however, im hayu habalim miratim achareihem, if the owner, Reuven, is coming and running after his korov eitzav yavonov, so then chay lahatzel, then Shimon has to give it back. However, if we explain that the Reish was talking about that they're not Nisiyayish HaBalim because Ibichon Lahatzel, so what difference does it make then in the Sefer, Mayiriyum Miradfin? Why did it say he's running after them? Afilu Ein Miradfin, even if he's not running after them, Nami, he is not Miyayish. So what difference does it make in the Sefer that it says only if he's running after them does Shimon have to return them? If he's not running after them, then Shimon doesn't have to return them. That doesn't make any sense if you're explaining like Rava has to explain the Reisha as talking about Kishiyoch Lahatzel. What difference does it make if he's running after it or not? So the Gemara says, no, it makes a big difference. Because, when we said in the Reisha, he's able to go and save them only al dechak. And therefore, in the Sefer, miratfim lo yayush. If he's demonstrating that he's not giving up hope, it's going to be difficult for him to go and save them. But he's demonstrating by running after it that he's going to try. So then that clearly shows he's not miyayish. But if he doesn't run after them, ein miratfim, so then, while he technically could save them, be a whole lahatzil, but it would be ayde dechak, and he's obviously not willing to put in the dechak. He's not willing to go and extend himself, and therefore clearly ayuish miyayish. And that explains, according to Rava, that this has nothing to do with yesh lo midas. This is talking about a specific case where he's either miyayish or he's not miyayish, but it's with das, and therefore that explains this brisa, and it doesn't in any way answer our question about yesh lo midas, whether it is yesh or not yesh. Try again. Toshma, bring another brisa. Keitzad omru. The Chacham asked the following: how do you go and define if somebody is Torahing for somebody else when it's a good truma? Normally, a person has to be Torahing his own produce, but if he makes a shliach, so then the shliach can go and be Torahing on his behalf. But what if he doesn't make a shliach? Hatorim shalom idas. The understanding of the Braisa right now is that if a person is Torahim Shalom Midas, Reuven has a field, it has produce, and Shimon comes along and takes off Truma on that field on behalf of Reuven. He's being a nice guy. He's not stealing it. He's taking off the Truma on behalf of Reuven. So Truma so Truma. The Braisa says, in fact, when Shimon took off this Truma, even though it was without the Das of Reuven, it's valid Truma. Now, the Gemara is asking, under what circumstances is this true? Keitzad amru, hatorim shalom midas, truma so truma. Under what circumstances do we say that another person, Shimon, can go and take off truma for you without your das? So, the case is as follows. If somebody went in, Shimon went into Reuven's field, and he was torim shalom midas, the likate, he gathered the produce, the torim shalom rishus, and he did it without permission. In other words, without das, and without permission to do so. So, when the owner finds out about this, when Reuven finds out about this, so the Braisa says, "Im choshesh mishum gezel." If Reuven is suspecting that Shimon is somehow stealing from him, so then ain't truma so truma. Then that truma is not a valid truma. Implication being, v'im lav. But if he isn't concerned about him stealing, then truma so truma. Then Shimon's taking off of the trumas is a valid taking off the truma. Now, uminayin hu yodeya im choshesh mishum gezel v'im lav. How do we know what Reuven's thoughts are? Does he think that Shimon is a gazlan and therefore it's not a good truma? Or does he not think that he's a gazlan and it is a good truma? So the Braisa says, when Reuven sees the truma is taken off, he sees that Shimon has done this, and he says, why did you take the truma from these that aren't my best? You should have gone and taken the truma from my best crops. Now, are there better crops or not? So the Braisa says, "In nimtu yafos mehen truma so truma." If in fact there were better crops, and in other words, Reuven is not saying to Shimon, "I'm unhappy with you." He's saying, "Oh, you took off truma. I wish you had taken off even better truma." So then, this is a valid truma. In retrospect, Shimon's taking off the truma semaisus is acceptable to Reuven. But if not, if this was somewhat of a sarcastic type of a statement, he said, "Well, why don't you take the better ones?" In other words, there are no better ones, and he's essentially saying, I didn't want you to do this, so then ain't truma so truma. Then he can't function as a shliach for him, and he's unhappy with the trumas that Shimon took off, and it's not truma. Now, the Braisa continues and says, lik to abalim. If after Shimon took off trumas and maisos, Reuven continues to take off on additional produce, trumas and maisos, lik to abalim v'hosifu aleihem. And he doesn't separate it from the trumos that Shimon took off. He adds the trumas that he now takes off on some additional produce, and he puts it into the pile of truma that Shimon had already done. So he adds new truma onto that old truma. So that demonstrates clearly, ben kach or ben kach, whether in fact there was better produce found, whether there was klach etzel yofos was true or not true, by the fact that he put new truma there. So obviously he's saying, this new truma that I'm taking off is real truma. If I'm putting it over there and that's chulun, we got lots of problems. So obviously he's essentially establishing that he's happy with the truma that Shimon took off, and therefore, benkach or benkach, whether there are klach etzel yofos, there are better ones that he could have gone to, or there aren't yofos, nevertheless, in this situation, truma so truma. Now, how is this a kasha on Abaye and a raya to Rava? Because it says in the Braisa, v'chinimtsu yofos behen truma so truma. If, in fact, there are better ones, so then the ratio of the Braisa said, then yes, the truma that Shimon took off, Reuven accepts. Why am I? Be'idno detarim, at the time that Shimon took them off, this was without das. Reuven didn't know about this. Ha'lo hava yada, since he didn't know about it. So why don't we say that he didn't have the rights to do so? Oh, mustn't it be that if you do something without das, and then subsequently later on you show that you're happy with it, so then that's good. So in the parallel case of Yeyush lo midas, even though we don't know right now that he's miyayish, but if subsequently we see that he would have been miyayish if he'd known about it right now, it is Yeyush. So this is a raya to Rava, that Yeyush lo midas, heavy Yeyush, because this is exactly parallel to that case. It's a raya to Rava and a kasha on a bayi. So when it says lav dafka, and in fact, Rava, in his honesty, to get to the bottom of the shita correctly, and not just to win the argument, Rava himself gives the teretz for Abaye. Tirgumo Rava aliba d'Abaye. This is something we find throughout Shas. They weren't just interested in winning the argument. Rava wasn't interested in fooling everyone by somehow coming up with a question that Abaye didn't know the answer to, but Rava knew the answer to and knew it wasn't a good question. So here Rava says, no, this is not a good kasha that you're asking on Abaye. In fact, Abaye could easily explain it away. Tirgumo Rava aliba d'Abaye. Rava himself explained the answer here on behalf of Abaye. The Shav Yishaliach, we're talking here, where the owner had originally appointed Shimon to be his shaliach to take off Chumas and Maisos. So the whole thing is with Das. So Gemara says, wait a second. If the whole thing is with Das, so what does it mean? Obi Atorim Shalomi Das. So the Gemara says, Hochanami Mitzarva. This is, in fact, correct the way we learned it, because the Isoka Daitoch Delo Shav Yishliach. If you're telling me the case is not where he made him a shaliach, Reuven did not make Shimon a shaliach, so then, Mihav Yitrumas Truma. So then, nobody should say that this is valid truma, because if you don't make somebody a shliach, they don't have the right to go and take off trumas and maizes from your produce. As we see from the following drasha, the pasuk tells us, atem, which means gam atem. It didn't say the word atem, it said the word gam atem. The pasuk says, kein tarimu gam atem. And therefore, l'rabos shluchachem, the word gam atem comes to teach us that also your shaliach is allowed to go and take off trumas and maizes on your behalf. So, ma atem l'datchem. Now, atem, when you do it, you obviously know what you're doing. So, too, af shluchachem has to be l'datchem. The shaliach has to do it only with your permission. In other words, if somebody isn't designated to be a shaliach, it doesn't work. So, therefore, that is how Rava says Abaye would learn the brisa. It's talking about we made him a shaliach, and therefore it's not lo midas. Mor says, wait a second, then. Ella, hocham layaskinon, then what are we talking about over here? Kigon deshavi shaliach. We're talking about where Reuven made him a shaliach. And what did he tell him? Zil trom. And he said, go and separate trumas and maizes on my behalf. But he didn't tell him specifics. Below amalei trom mehani. He didn't tell him, go and separate from the better fruits or the average fruits. And the normal approach is that you assume, if you weren't specifically indicated to take from the best or from the worst, or to take a 40th, a 50th, or a 60th, which are the different levels, a stingy person gives a 60th to Tumba, an average person gives a 50th, a very generous person gives a 40th, and he'll give it from the best as opposed to from the average. So when the stam position, when you were told to be a shliach and you weren't instructed how to do so, ustami the balabayis ki trom ni benin is utrom. So this guy went, the shliach Shimon went for ozaliu v'tar miyavos, but he took the better ones. So now, is he going against the stam position or not? So you have to see what the balabais wants. When the balabais sees that he took off from nice ones, so he said, why didn't you take off from even nicer ones? Now you go and see. Are there really nicer ones? So then, trumas or truma. Then, in fact, he wanted him to go and take off from the nicer ones. And so let's say there are five grades over here. The Beninis would take off from grade 3. In fact, the Shliach took off from grade 4. But there's a grade 5 that's even better. So if there really is a grade 5, Reuven tells Shimon, why did you only take from the grade 4? You should have even taken from the grade 5, the best ones. So then, trumas or truma. In retrospect, the ones he took off from 4, well, it's above the Beninis, which would be the stam position, but clearly he wanted it to take off. So then it retrospectively shows that that's what he intended. On the other hand, Vimlav, he took off from the best. The best was grade 4. There is no grade 5. And he should have taken off from grade 3. So therefore, he's displaying that he is not happy with the retrospect that he did level 4, the grade 4, and therefore, a trumas or truma in that situation. So therefore, this has nothing to do with Yeyush lo midas, because the shlichus here was midas. It only wasn't clear what the scenario was. Was there better produce, and therefore he's happy with level 4? Or there wasn't better produce, and he's unhappy with level 4, to explain the brisa as to whether the trumas was truma or ain't trumas or truma. But it has nothing to do to answer our question about Yeyush lo midas, have a Yeyush, and supporting the Rava. No, it's not a kasha on a bite. Gemara says, Ma'isa Shahoyim. Ameimar, these three are great Amoraim. Ameimar, Umar Zutra, Veravashi, Iklu Lebustina. Rashi tells us Lebustin means a pardes, went to the orchard, the Mare Bar Isak. That was his name, Mori Bar Isak. So these three great Amoraim went to Mori Bar Isak's orchard, and Aise Arise and his sharecropper came and brought to them Tamre Rimonim. He brought to him some Tamrim, dates, and Rimonim, pomegranates. Vishal the Kamite, and he put it in front of them, go and eat, enjoy. So Amemer and Ravashi, they ate Ochli. They ate from this. However, Mazutra refused to eat. Mazutra lo Ochil, because he was concerned that this Oris had in fact brought produce that didn't belong to the Oris. It belonged to the Balabais. And who said he had permission to go and do so? No, later on, Adahachi, meanwhile, also Mori Bar Isak, along comes Mori Bar Isak, Ashlechenu, and he finds these three Amoroi. And he sees that two of them have eaten, but one of them didn't eat. Ramalei Larisa, he tells his sharecropper, Amailo Isis Lulu Avadun Mehanach Shpirasa. He sees what they were eating, and he says, oh, you only gave them level 3. Why didn't you give them level 4? Why didn't you give them level 5? Why didn't you give them the best of my fruits? Why did you bring the fruits that aren't the best? Oh, now it looks like, certainly, the Oris had permission to go and do this. But nevertheless, even in this situation, Marzutra did not want to go and eat. So, surprisingly, he didn't want to eat. We understood beforehand you were afraid about the Oris not having permission. But here, the owner clearly has given him permission. Why aren't you eating them? So, Hashka, my lo achomar, why is Marzutra, why are you not eating it now? Clearly, the Oris has permission. The owner gave him permission. So, and we learned, Vatanya, we just learned, Imnim Tsuyofos Behem Trumasa Truma. The Bryce that we just learned said that in retrospect, if the owner did have better produce, then you're allowed to accept the Truma. So, to over here, he asked them, why didn't you go and bring better produce? And in other words, he's giving the Oris permission to have given them the fruit. So, why aren't you eating still Marzutra? So Marzutra says, no. Amalahu, Hochim Arava. Rava said that is applicable only by Trumos. Lo Amru, Klachetz Oyafos, Eloli Inyan Truma, Bilvad. That was only said in regards to Truma itself. Only in regards to Truma, because that's a mitzvah. Mishum de mitzvahu, v'nichole. Therefore, the owner is truly happy that he gave level 4, because there was a level 5, and he wants to do the mitzvah of giving truma in the most optimal fashion. But that's because it's a mitzvah. That's why the owner was happy with level 4, and he says, oh, I wish he'd even given level 5. Avalach, in our case, who says that Mari Bar Isak really wanted to give us fruits? Maybe it wasn't a good year for him. Maybe he doesn't have a lot of fruits. Or maybe he'd already expected to sell these. And now the Oris came along and gave it to us. What's he going to say? No, you shouldn't give it to them. So he's being sarcastic and says, why didn't you give him better fruits? He didn't really mean it. Mishum ki sufahu di Amar Hachi. Once the fruits are brought out there, so he's, oh, why didn't you give him the better ones? But he really didn't want them to give him at all. So who says that he really, Marzutra, is concerned? And who says that the owner really wanted the Oris to give them the fruits? Now, because of embarrassment, Mishum Kisufa, he doesn't have a choice. The fruits are there. Was he going to say, take them back? He said, oh, you should have given them the better ones. But he didn't really mean it. And that's what Mazutra was concerned about. More tries again. Toshma, we're going to finally prove that Abaye is correct from the following. Odeyu Hatal Aleyim. A person, Rashi says, went to put fruits up on top of his roof, and when they're up on his roof, they get wet with the tal. They get wet with the dew. So in this situation, Hamala Perosov Ligak, the Yorad Aleim Atal, Rashi says, he put his fruits up onto the rooftop to keep them safe or whatever. He put them up there, and now the tal goes on them, and in fact, he's happy about this. This Samach, in this situation, the fruits have now become Mukhshul L'Kabel Tumma, Harei Zeh B'chi Yutan, water is one of the 7 liquids, Yad Shochad Dam is the mnemonic, we said many times. The Yud stands for Yayin, the first Dalet stands for Dam, the Shin stands for Shemen, the Ches stands for Cholav, the Tes stands for Tal, and then Dam, the last Dam, stands for Dvash, and the Mem stands for Mayim. So this Yad Shochad Dam mnemonic means if any of these liquids came into contact with something that needs to be coming into contact with one of the 7 liquids in order to be able to accept Tumah, until it becomes wet, it's not capable of accepting Tumah. So fruits, for example, until they become wet, they can't accept Tumah. So therefore, when this person put the fruits on top of the rooftop and they became wet with tal, which is one of the 7 liquids, so then it is fulfilling the pasuk that we say in Shmini, v'chi yutan mayim al zera. So it needs to have water put on it to be mukhshul l'kabel tumah. So therefore, since he's happy about the tal making his produce wet, hare ze b'chi yutan. This fulfills the pasuk in Shmini, v'chi yutan mayim al zera. Now, nogvo, if they, however, dried off these fruits from the tal before the owner became aware of this, even though subsequently, he ultimately says, oh, I was real happy that the fruits got wet because it makes them cleaner, it makes them better, whatever. He's happy in retrospect that they were wet, but when he finds out about it, Akshav Rashi says, Betal Shiyor and Aleim, only now is he happy about it, but it had already been wiped off. And we turn to Chav Beis on the Beis, Einam B'chiyutan. That doesn't satisfy the requirement that he should be happy about the fruits being wet, and therefore, it is not Mukshal Kabel Tumah. As Rashi says, "V'lo amrina." We don't say in this situation, "Kivin the hashtanicha mahani haydaito lemeikara." We don't say, "Well, even though he didn't know about it at the time that it was wet, retroactively we say he's happy about it." In other words, this would be parallel to the case of Yeyush lo midas. We don't say he's miyayish. We say no, unless he knows about it, lo miyayish. So too, in our case over here, since he didn't know about it when it was wet, it's not considered sameach in that situation, and it's equivalent in the case of yesh lomidatz, lo aviyesh, a raya to a baya, it'll be a kasha on rava. Now what's the rationale over here? Time am I, la mishum de lo aminun, isn't it because we don't say this retroactively that that's what he wanted? We don't say that even though he didn't know about it when it was wet, it had been dried off, but we don't say retroactively, therefore he was happy about it, unless he knows about it while it's wet. We don't say that he's sameach halachically to say it's a fulfillment of the chiyutan and it's mushal kabatuma. No, it's not. So therefore, in the case of yesh lo midas, lo have yesh, exactly like abaya and a kasha on rubber. As Rashi says, there's a kasha, the kasha l'rubber. So the Gemara says, no, shiny hossam, that's a unique case with something being mukshul kabel tumah with das, because the pasuk says just yud tof nun. It doesn't say yutan yud vav tof nun, as Rashi points out. So the pasuk says yutan, but it's spelled as if it was ki yitain. It means ad shi yitain, that you have to actually do it yourself. And don't pronounce it yutan, but pronounce it yitain. That's why the Torah didn't write it with a vav, it wrote it instead with a shuruk underneath the tuf and not having a vav there, ki yutan, so it should be able to be understood as ki yitain, ad shi yitain. Mora says, if that's true, ihachi, so that reishanami, how come if it's still wet, it is acceptable, it wasn't v'chi yitain? So the Mora says, no, that's why it badavka can be pronounced ki yitain, ki yutan, to teach us this din. Hasam, in the Reisha, we follow the opinion of the Rav Papa. What did Rav Papa explain? The Rav Papa Rami. The pasuk says, Dichsiv, it is spelled ki yitain. However, the Korinan be ki yutan, as if there was a vav over there, and it should be pronounced ki yutan. So why do we have this yitain yutan? To teach us, ha keitzad be'inon ki yutan, dumya dechi yitain, that the two are similar. Just like ma yitain means lodas, so to ab ki yutan, it has to be nami lodas, that you are happy about it. So therefore, if you're happy about it, even though you didn't do it yourself, but it's still wet, so then we fulfill making it mukshal kabel tumah. But if it's been dried off and you never knew about it while it was wet, so then we don't apply this drasha. And therefore, this is a unique din in terms of mukshal kabel tumah, and you can't generalize it to the general question of when we have yesh lamidas, it is yesh or it's not yesh. It has nothing to do with that question, and we don't have a raya yet to abaya. But now we get to the raya for abaya. Toshma. We learn the following. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Mishum Rabbi Shmuel ben Yotzadok." He said the name of the Tana Rabbi Shmuel ben Yotzadok. Mi nayin liaveda sheshetofa nohar shehimu teres. How do we know that if the river overflowed and it sent some of Reuven's items downstream and it's now in Shimon's property, the Shimon can acquire it? Dichsib, because the pasuk tells us v'chein tasel lechamuro. In regards to hashavas aveda, it says the same rule applies. With somebody's donkey, you have to return it to him. You have to return his garment to him. You have to go and return any item to your friend when you find it. Asher tovad mimenu, that he lost it. And you have found it. Now, this teaches us the following drasha. Something that is lost by Reuven. But other people, such as Shimon, can find it. So then you have to go and return it to him. But that therefore teaches us Yatzazu, this comes to exclude from the din of Hashavas Aveda, Sha'avudo Mimenu, Ve'eno Metsuya Eitzu Kol Adam, where something is lost from Reuven and it's really also lost to everybody else, such as the case of the river overflowing its banks, and that item is lost. Nobody can really get it easily. Therefore, in the situation where it's not able to be found by anybody, so then it is considered totally lost, and if somebody finds it, there is no din of Hashavas Aveda. Now, we compare over here the Reisha of this discussion with the Seifa of this discussion. Just like by the Isura, when you can't go and keep it, you have to go and return it, is Dumya de Teira, is similar to the case where you can keep it. And what do we mean by Isura Dumya de Teira? Maheteira, in the case where you're allowed to go and keep it because it's not Matsuya for anybody. So this is true, Ben de Isbo Simon or Ben de Lesbo Simon. Whether it has a Simon on it or it doesn't have a Simon on it, sure, you're allowed to go and keep it. So too, we make the comparison, Afisur, in the case where you're not allowed to go and keep it, Ben de Isbo Simon, Ben de Lesbo Simon, whether it has a Simon on it or it doesn't have a Simon on it, where it is considered Mitsuya, then Asura, you're not allowed to keep it, and you have to go and return it. Now, in this situation, according to Abaya, so it makes very good sense, because it's Yeyush Shelo Midas. He never was Miyayish, and that's why whether it has a Simon on it or not, even if it doesn't have a Simon on it, even though when he does find out that it's been lost, he would say, well, it doesn't have a Simon on it, I'm going to be Miyayish, but right now he wasn't Miyayish, because he doesn't know about it. So therefore, whether it has a Simon or not, it is not considered something that is Yeyush Shlomi Das. Ha Raya, Yeyush Shlomi Das, lo have a Yeyush, exactly like Abaya says, and obviously, Tiyufta de Rava, and this is a Tiyufta de Rava, Tiyufta. We've in fact finally schlugged up Rava Shita. This memra clearly shows that Yeyush Shlomi Das, lo have a Yeyush, like Abaya, and a Tiyufta de Rava, Tiyufta de Rava, Tiyufta. And how do we paskin? The Gemara says, we paskin like Abaya. We schlugged up Rav over here. Vehuchasu kavosi d'Abaya. In this case, as well as the other five of the Yao Kedam. The Yao Kedam. And this mnemonic for these six cases where we paskin like Abaya over Rav. Every place else we paskin like Rav. And the six cases are the Yod is the Yeyush Shlomi Das. Our case over here, we paskin like Abaya. Lo of Yeyush. The Ayin we had learned not that long ago in Bava Kama. It's also in Sanhedrin that teaches us when Edom Zomimim are found to be Zomimim. Do we say retroactively they're found to be Zomimim, or they're only considered Zomimim Mikanu Lahaba? The Lamed is a Lechi Ha'omed Me'elav. Does the Lechi that is on its own over there, does that count to be a good simon that this is an area that you can now demarcate the Rishus HaRabim from this area, and therefore it is considered an adequate marker or not? The Kuf stands for Kiddushin Shelo Nimsru Lebiyah. If a man, for example, is marrying a group of women and two of them are sisters, and he gives the kedushin to everyone in the group, but obviously it's a kedushin that can't be eligible for bia because one of them is his wife and the other one is the sister of his wife, so he doesn't know which one is which. So in such a situation, does this count as kedushin or not? That's the kuf. The gimel is gilui das begita. The man sends his shaliach along to go and give a get, and then he does certain actions without specifically retracting the shlichos. Do we or do we not say that that's a valid retraction? And finally, the mem is a mumer ochel nevelus lahachis. If a person does something lahachis, he doesn't do it out of taiva, he does it to anger a kodesh baruch hu, such as eating nevelus. So this ruins him from being an aid in any other scenario or not. These are the famous six Yao Kagama we're passing like Abaye and not like Rava. Okay, that concludes this discussion for the last day and a half or so, and now we move on. Amalei Rav Acha b'rei de Rava l'Rav Ashi. Rav Acha is the son of Rava, says to Rav Ashi, v'chi me'achar di tosev Rava, since we schlugged up Rava, so now how do we go back to the case? If we schlugged up Rava, and it certainly was always a problem to Abaye, hani tamrei de zika, these dates that the wind had blown them off the trees, if you say Yeyush Shlomi Das Lo Havi Yeyush, so Hey Chachlidlu, how are we allowed to go and eat them? So Amalei Rav Ashi says back to Rav Acha Brei de Rava, Kivan the Iko Shkatzim Rumasim. Since you have these creepy crawly creatures over here that are going to eat them and touch them, the Ko Achlidlu. So when they go and eat these dates, they're disgusting. Nobody else is going to eat them. So Meikara, the person knows from the original onset, it's not Yeyush Shlomi Das. He knows that if they're up on the tree and we pick them, so then they're mine. But as the minute they're blown off the tree, I'm Yayish because nobody's going to want to eat them. So Meikara Yeyush Miyayish Minayu. He's already giving up hope with them. If they're off the tree, he has given up hope with them. It's not Yeyush Shlomi Das. He's stating up front, basically, that if they fall off the tree, I'm Yayish for them. So Gemara says, wait a second then. This is true for an adult male. However, Yasme Ketanim, orphans who are Ketanim, they don't have the capability of being Miyayish because they're not legally considered able to do so because they're Ketanim. So Mike, what are you going to say about that? Maybe these dates are from the fields of a Katan. So Gemara says, Amalei Ravashi says, back to Ravacha, Berei Dirava, he says that's not something we concern ourselves with because Baga Bi'ara Diyasme Lo Machaskinon. Because even if there's one field that this might have come from that belonged to orphans, the majority of the fields don't belong to orphans and don't belong to Kitanim, and therefore I have the right to go after the row and say that it belongs to a Gadol, and the Gadolim are all Mikara Yushim Yayish Minayu. Nevertheless, Ravacha Berei Dirava persists and he says, Muchsak the Omeid Mai. Well, let's say we know for a fact that this is the field these dates came. There's only one field around there, and that field belongs to Ketanim who are Yisomim, and they can't be Miyayish. And in this situation, am I allowed to go and eat the date that came from this definite Yisomim's field? They can't be Miyayish. So if we say, Yeish Shalom Das, Lo Hevi Yeish, so then there's no Yeish over here, even though everybody, when they find out about it, would be Miyayish, but here there was no Yeish. Or similarly, Kirachta Mai. Rashi explains that Kirachta, as you had built a fence around your field, and therefore, in this situation, the Kolim Hakruchin Umukothin, the Gedishal Avonim, saw that, Rashi says. So the fruits, the dates that fall from this tree are falling into a protected area. She'ein Shkotzim Rumosim Nichlosim Shom. And these creepy, crawly creatures can't go and get to them. So therefore, the owner is not automatically miyayish. In this situation, are you allowed to eat sustainim? So Ravashi said, no, in these situations, amalei asira. In fact, you wouldn't be allowed to because yeish lo midas, lo avi yeish. And you're right, there is no yeish over here. And therefore, you can't go and eat these items. Now we go on to the next part of the mission. We said, krichos birushu sarabim hareyosh lo. If, in fact, the person were to find these little small sheaves of wheat, these stalks of wheat in the rishu sarabim, so there's no simen on them. That's the way we understood it, because any simen that was on them would be doris by the rabbim. It would be stepped upon by the rabbim. So if there was some sort of a simen on them, it would come apart. Let's say they were tied in a certain way, so they would fall apart, and therefore, these krichos in the rishu sarabim hareyosh lo. Now, here we'll actually introduce a different opinion. We have the opinion of Rabbah, and we have the opinion of Rabbah. So Amar Rabbah says, Vafilu b'dover sheyesh bo simen. This is true, even if it has a simen, because Almo kesover Rabbah. Rabbah holds simen, also lidoreis lo avi simen. Because as we had pointed out, we had given Rabbah's opinion that even if there was a simen on it, from the fact that it's tread upon by the rabbim, so that simen, whatever it was, the marking of the knots or the or certain identifying factors on this sheaf would in fact be trampled upon, and it would be doris and undetectable. And that's why the person gave up hope of getting it, and he's miyayish, and therefore it is able to be kept by the person who finds it. On the other hand, Rav Amar Lo, Lo Shanu Ella B'dover She'ein Bo Simen. Rav says, our Mishnah is only talking about because he didn't have a simen. But if it had a simen, Abu B'dover She'esh Bo Simen, then Chayav L'Hachmas, then the person who finds it has to get it back because the owner is not Miyayish, because he says it has a simen on it. Somebody, Erlich Yid, will find it. He'll put up an announcement. They'll make an announcement in the shul newsletter. They'll make an announcement on the bulletin board. And in fact, Chayav L'Hachmas. So in this situation, you have to give it back. I understand that the OU at this point in time is putting out a new service, avoda.com, that will be a board for all people to announce they found certain things. It will be another way to increase our Hashavas Aveda. A beautiful idea. And if somebody loses something, they can go and check to see if somebody puts it up on this avoda.com. In any event, the clearly see from over here that if it has a simen, you have to be announced it. So you see, Alma Kasava Rava Simen Heosili Dores, heavy simen. Rava doesn't assume that it will get trampled in the Shus Harabim. If it has a simen, then you are allowed to assume that the person, therefore, has not given up because he doesn't expect it to normally be Dorus and to be removed as a simen. Okay, that's the first understanding that we have of this machlokes between Rava and Rava. Then the Gemara says, "V'iko demasti loho shma yiso bi'anpei nafsho." Then there are those who learned that this didn't come as a result of the Mishnah, but this was seven machlokes, and they're using our Mishnah to try to bring a raya. Straight out, simen ha'osili doris. The question was raised, what about a simen that will eventually become trampled upon, it will be doris, and it will go away? So Rabba Amar, lo heavy simen, since it will eventually be no good, so it's not a good simen right now. Rabba Amar, no, heavy simen, it's a good simen. No, if it eventually is rubbed away and it can't be used, that's a different discussion. But right now, it's a good simen. Now, tonight we want to use our mission now to bring a riot to Rabbah and a kasha and Rabbah. Our mission that said, Krichos b'shus ha-rabim or el shalom. So that implies, b'shus ha-yachid, no telemachris. That implies that if it was in the shus ha-yachid, you have to go and announce it. Now, what are we talking about? Hey, chidami, eat the last bu simon. If there is no simon over there, so the b'shus ha-yachid, my machris, what would he be announcing? Elo, lab, the is bu simon, mustn't it be that there's a simon? Uktani, and nevertheless, it still says, b'shus ha-rabim, hare el shalom, implying that even though it has a simon, abba, simon osli dores, lo heavy. Simon, it's not considered a simon if it's going to eventually go away, even though right now it's a simon. This is a raya to Rabba and to Yufta, the Rabba, who says, Simon Osli Doris, heavy simon. Here you clearly see, Simon Osli Doris, low heavy simon. Akash on Rabba, so Amalach Rabba. Rabba would respond and he would say, Lolim the less was simon. No, we're dealing in our Mishnah where it doesn't have a simon. I, Udiko Amris, Bishus Ayochid, my Machris. The question that we raised was a very good question. If there's no simon, then what are you announcing? So Rabba holds that the place is a simon. Machriz makom, the place where you found it. So the person says, as Rashi points out in Dibur Masul Machriz, Komar, Ki Machriz, when the person who finds it, he says, Zeh Motza Veda, my Machriz, what does he announce? Shiyuch Alitena Oved Simon Ba. He announces the place, Machriz makom, the Eno Machriz Shemu Aved. He doesn't say what was found over there. He says, I found something in such and such a place. El Shema makom. And then Misha Avimenu Aveda Makom Ploni Yavo Yomar Ma Ibe. So he says, whoever lost something and this is its place, come and tell me what you lost, and I'll give it back to you if you know what it was. And then the guy that lost it comes and says, Omer Avadati Shom Chavis Ploni. This is what I lost there. No, if that's what it was, he'll give it back. So Rava says, we're not dealing with our Mishnah where it had a simon and it was Doris and it goes away. No, Lolim the last was simon. We're dealing without a simon. Then how can he be mach with something? So he's answering. Rava says he's announcing the place that he found it. And then the person has to say, what was found there? Tosos says the exact opposite. He announces what was found and then the person says, where was it found? In any event, the bottom line is that we can't use our Mishnah to bring a raya for or against simon ha'asli Doris. Is it heavy simon or is it low heavy simon? Now, why didn't Rabba give this teretz that Rabba gave that we're dealing over here with Machris Makom? Because Rabba doesn't hold from that. Rabba Amar Makom Lo Yisimin. Rabba disagrees with Rabba. Rabba says that the place, to announce the place, that's not considered a valid simon. And as the bottom Tosus points out, Ulefi Desfira Leila Rabba Makom Lo Yisimin. Since Rabba holds that the place is not considered a simon, so then he has to learn the Mishnah. Huchrich Lomar Desimin Asli Darius Lo Yisimin. That's the only way he can understand the Mishnah. Because otherwise, my Machris. So therefore, it must be talking about that there was a simon, and in the Rishus HaYochid, it's not going to be Darius. So therefore, he announces it. Rishus HaRabim. It's going to be Doris, and that's why you don't have to return it, because the simon that is going to be Doris, simon osli Doris, low heavy simon, according to Rabba. And the Gemara says, I'm sure this is right, because Dibro said in the base medrash, makom, what about the usage of a makom to be a simon? So Rabba mar, low heavy simon. Rabba lishitaso says that's not considered a good simon, whereas Virava mar, Rabba lishitaso says heavy simon. So that's how you reconcile the second version of the machlokes between Rabba and Rabba. Nadigmor says, I got a problem for both of them. Bein l'rabba, bein l'rabba. The following brayse is a problem. Toshma. The brayse tells us, krichos b'rishus harabim hare elu shalom. If you have these sheaves in the rishus harabim, so then the person that finds them is allowed to keep them. Well, again, Rabba l'shitaso says, because it's a simon shevi osu lidores, and therefore a simon that is going to be osu lidores, lo heavy simon. And the opinion of Rabba is, it is a simon. And then, when we were dealing in our Mishnah with a situation where you machriz it in the Rishus HaYochid, if it has a simon, so we understand why you machriz it. Fine. Now, in the following Braisa, however, it tells us that the Krichos of Rishus HaRabim, Hariel Shalom, but Rishus HaYochid, no to lemachriz. But then it adds on, the Ha'alumos, these are very large sheaves. Bein Rishus HaRabim, Bein Rishus HaYochid, whether it's in Rishus HaYochid or whether it's in Rishus HaRabim, no to lemachriz, you have to announce it. Now, this is problematic for Rabba, and this is problematic for Rabba, as we will see. The Rabba hechem mitaretz law, the Rabba hechem mitaretz law. Again, as we'll go through this, it's problematic in one way for Rabba, and the exact opposite way for Rabba. What are the two shitas? Rabba mitaretz la taimei besimen. Rabba, who explains, the Braisa is going to explain it, that we're dealing with a simon, ha'asili doris. And the Rabba mitaretz la taimei b'makom. Rabba is going to say that we're dealing here with his answer, that Makom heavy simen. Now, let's understand this and go through it. Rabba mitaritz l'taimei b'simen for these alumos, these large sheaves. So Rabba is mitaritz. So you have to give them back b'mishus harabim b'mishus hayochid. Why is that? So Rabba holds krichos b'mishus harabim re'el shelo. Why? Mishum, the krichos that you find in the public domain, the regular size krichos in the public domain, mishum and return to chavkimo but aleph, um de midris, so because they're going to get doris by the rabbim, and therefore any simen that's there is osui lidari, so therefore it will be destroyed. And therefore, in the public domain, the person is miyayish, and therefore the person who finds it can get it. And we should say, yachid, since people don't step on it, no telemakras, you have to go and announce it, because lo midrusa, it's not going to be expected to be wiped out. So that was very easy explanation, Rabba, to understand the ratio of the brisa. However, the alumos, but the brisa then said these very large sheaves, bein b'shus rab, bein b'shus yachid, no telemakras, you have to go and announce them. So according to Rabba, in the Rishus HaRabim, they should be Doris, and therefore the simon should go away. So why in the Rishus HaRabim, according to Rabba, do you get to go and still have to announce them? No telemachris, bein b'shus HaYochid. B'shus HaYochid is simple, because lo midrusa. But in the Rishus HaRabim, we should say midrusa, and therefore, why are we announcing them? It should be simon osali dores, is Doris, kidoris, dummy, and therefore it should in fact be allowed to be kept by the person who found it. We shouldn't say over here that he has to give it back because lo heavy simin. So the Rabba would answer, kivan de gvion, because they're so big. Therefore, lo midrisa, they're not going to get rubbed out. And therefore, that's why the alumos are different than the regular size sheaves. Oh, Rabba Lishitaso answers it very well. And likewise, Rabba, Mitaritz Tamei, Rabba can answer according to his understanding, which is dealing with whether the Malkum is a simon, and Rabba says, yeah, the Malkum is a simon. So the regular krichos, which is a rabbi and Maria Lushalo, because why? Because the min shatfa, because even though it has no simon in and of itself, but it has the place, but in the public domain, it's going to get moved around. The people that are walking there are going to move it. So he's going to say, I lost it over here in place A, but actually the people moved it around to place B. So therefore, he's going to realize that, and therefore, he's going to be miyayish, and the person who finds it is allowed to keep it. Where there aren't so many people pushing it around, because makum heavy simon. So say, I lost it in such and such a place. That's what I lost over there, and he'll be able to get it back. Because de lo min shatfa, because there aren't a lot of people there and it won't get pushed around. So the place is a simon. But the large ones, the alumos, so in the Rishus HaYochid, they're not getting pushed around. So certainly Mokim is a place. However, certainly even in the Rishus HaRabim, the alumos, bein Rishus HaRabim, bein Rishus HaYochid, no telemachus, because kivan the yakiri, because they're heavy. Yad yakiri doesn't mean expensive, it means that they're physically heavy. They're not getting pushed around so easily, lo min shatfa. And they won't go from place to place. And therefore, even in the Rishus HaRabim, the large ones will not be moved about, and therefore Makom is a place for the large ones. So even if it doesn't have a simon in and of itself, but nevertheless, the place is a simon according to Rava. Again, Rava doesn't hold like that. So therefore, Rava and Rava each understand the Alumos Brisa in according to their Shitas. Gemara says, Toshma, we try again. We learned in our Mishnah that said, Kikoro Shonachtom, the baker's loaves, which are by definition not something that have a simon on them, they're all identical, so Reil Shlo. We learned in the Mishnah that you're allowed to keep them because the baker is Mishayish. Now, that implies Hoshel Baal HaBayis Chayiv L'Hachris, but a personal person who bakes stuff, so each one of his loaves is recognizable and different, and therefore he can go and expect it to be, if it's found, to be returned to him, Hoshel Baal HaBayis Chayiv L'Hachris. Therefore, you have to go and announce it. Now, the Gemara says, Shall Balabayis my taima. What's the rationale for the Balabayis? Because Kivan the Isbehu Simon, since he has a simon on it, the Neida Yedia, it will be recognizable that Rifto the Inish, Inishu, that it's the bread of this person, belongs to this person because it's recognizable. Now, we learn this out by implication over here. Rashi points out this is actually the Mishnah on Chavei. So, on Chavei, it's going to say, Beferish, that this is the case, that the breads of a personal baker are, in fact, you're obligated to be machris. So, why Rashi says, are we saying it by implication over here? Harsh or balabayas, chayv lachris, when it's a Beferish Mishnah? Because, no, we want to just keep the context. We're dealing with our Mishnah, so we want to bring the proof from our Mishnah. In any event, how is this a proof for Rava that in fact Makom is a simon? The lo shnor rishus harabim, because it doesn't make any distinction whether it's found, these private breads, whether they're found in the rishus harabim, the lo shnor rishus hayochid, it doesn't make a difference if found in the rishus hayochid, you're chayiv lahachwiz. No tell, the person who takes it has to go and announce it. What do you see from here? Alma simon ha'asur lidoris, heavy simon. You see from here that even though it's going to be doris in the rishus harabim, nevertheless, it is a simon. Exactly like Rava. Tiyufta de Rabba. And this is a kasha on Rabba. Rabba says, Simon also lidaris, lo evi simon. And here you see that it is a simon. So what would Rabba answer? Amalach Rabba. Rabba would say, no. Hasam, in the case of the personal person baking, Hainu time, the reason why it is a simon is because Mishum de aim avir al ochen. Because as opposed to the sheaves, which will be tread upon, people will go and destroy whatever simon might be there, nobody steps on bread. Ochlin is something that a yid knows. You don't step on it. You treat bread with respect. You're not allowed to throw bread. You're not allowed to do things to bread that will damage the bread. You have to go treat bread with tremendous respect. So mishum de ein ma'avirin al ochlin. People are going to see this ochel over here, the bread of the personal baker, and they're not going to go and step on it. So therefore, any simon on it will in fact not be destroyed. So even if you hold simon osuli dores, lo heavy simon, but that's only if it's osuli dores. Rabba will say that this bread will not be and therefore, because of Ein Mavir and Ala Oakland, nobody will just step on it and kick it and pass over it. So therefore, it will remain with its simon. New Gemara says, that's great for Erlich Yidden. However, there are goyim on the street that don't have the same restrictions that we do with bread, and they'll maybe step on it, they'll kick it, and they'll push it around. And therefore, what about that? And the rabbim is filled with nochrim, and they will go and destroy the simon. So even if you say the yidden won't, but the goyim will, Shmuel says, no, even by the goyim, nochrim chayshe l'kshofim, they are concerned, Rashi brings down, svurin shemachmas kishofim hunchu l'sham, that they'll suspect that because of black magic, they're so involved in black magic and all sorts of kishof, so they're going to assume that the food there has somehow kishuf on it, kidi lahachshul hadorsin aleh, that will cause damage to anybody that steps on it and destroys it. Unhi nami de ein magbino sum. Okay, so they're not going to lift it up because of the kishofim, miulo darsin aleh, but they're also not going to step on it, mishum kishofim, because of this concern about the kishofim. And therefore, the yidin won't be doris it, they'll pick it up, and they won't destroy the simon. And likewise, the guy, they may not pick it up, but they won't destroy the simon. So therefore, miman of shach, the simon will still be there. And that's why it's not a problem for Rabba, because even though he says that if it's something he'osu li dares, so nevertheless, it won't apply to this bread. It won't apply to certain foods. Ayimor says, that's great for human beings. Vo'ika behema uklavim. What about the animals that trample over there, or the dogs? They don't worry about kshofim, and they don't worry about treating bread with respect. So the Gemara says, you're right. If we had a place where there were animals traveling, fine. So imagine the streets of New York today. There are typically cattle and sheep going on the streets. So therefore, ba'asru de lo shlicha be'emu klavim. We're dealing over here with just a rabbit that doesn't regularly have animals or dogs that are going to go and travel over there and destroy the simon. So Rabbi says, Mimarushach, there are no animals over there. The Goyim aren't going to pick it up because they're concerned about Kishuf, and the Yidden are going to pick it up and treat it properly, and it won't be Doris upon, and therefore this is not a case of a Simon Ha'osuli Doris. And therefore, that's why you have to be Machrazit. So this is a good point to stop over here. We're still in the middle of this discussion between Rabba and Rava, and Mirzah Shem will pick this up tomorrow. With this, we conclude today's share.